Let's turn our attention back to Exodus chapter number 26. And let me begin with my apologies that this is a radio program and not a video presentation. But even if it were a video presentation, I would be limited in my own skills of drawing or designing in 3D form what is being described here on this page. I cannot tell you how often I wished that I had better skills with design software, 3D design software, so that I could do something to represent what I'm trying to describe verbally here. Because I don't think most of the picture presentations that are out there properly represent what's being portrayed with the tabernacle. First of all, let's keep in mind that the tabernacle was intended to represent God's tent at the center of Israel's tent city during their wilderness experience. He is like the commander king at the center of the encampment. And so the Holy of Holies that we'll talk about a little bit more detail later is his actual throne area. It's his throne room. And that is where the Ark of the Covenant is going to be located. In front of the Holy of Holies is going to be the most holy, it's going to be the holy place. And that is the place where the priests will come every day to meet with God and to minister to God on behalf of the people. It's like the meeting area in front of the throne. And we know that in that area, there's going to be the light, and there's going to be the table of the bread and the wine and the incense, as well as, later we'll discover, an altar of incense or prayer. So the holy place is basically the place you meet with God on a regular basis. You fellowship with God on a regular basis. You do it all in the light of His Word. You do things His way. Now, in chapter 26, Moses is given directions about how there's going to be this building called the tabernacle. Now, there's going to be a rigid three-sided frame that is put up first. We have not talked about that yet. At one time, I believed, along with the design people that, you know, I was getting my information from, was that this rigid three-sided frame was basically solid planks of gold-covered wood set on end, making a solid wall all around, a mirrored gold wall, and that was the inside for the holy place and the most holy place. In my studies, I have come to the conclusion that the wording for those boards, that's the way they used to be described, that stand up long ways on three sides, those are actually open frames. Kind of like what you see when a building is going up. There are open frames where the walls will eventually be, where the plasterboard or the wallboard is going to go on both sides, and the walls will take shape. Well, for the tabernacle, I think the open framework, which is made of golden boards, kind of fitted together with an open area between them, I think that that golden frame is intentionally leaving open areas so that this tapestry that is described in chapter 26 can be seen. It is a tapestry made of fabric embroidered, hand-embroidered with designs of Gerubim, the four-faced, four-winged angelic beings that are in the presence of God. And so the Gerubim that are embroidered on these panels, I believe they would look like they were standing upright on each side of that open framework. And then as the curtain goes over the top, they'll look like they're flying above in the ceiling, and that they will kind of meet in the middle, head to head. And so I think that's how you should picture these curtains being made. Now, for logistical purposes, you can't carry around one single curtain big enough to drape over the entire tabernacle. It's just too big. The curtain would be too weighty, and they have to move the curtain from campsite to campsite. So this is how they design it. Chapter 26, verse 1. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. So that's the total number that we start with that are made as components. 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet yarns. You shall make them with gerubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain. Now that's from the bottom. It's going to be from the bottom of one side of the tabernacle up over the top and then down to the bottom of the other side of the tabernacle. That's the direction it goes, is 30 cubits total length is the measurement for the tabernacle. These curtains are going to be 28 cubits total, which means there's going to be a cubit on each side uncovered. I think that might be for ventilation, but we don't know for sure. So 28 cubits long, these things are going to be. That's 48 feet, 3.6 inches. Each of these panels, I'm going to call them, are 4 cubits wide, which is 6 feet, 10.8 inches. Now, how many cherubim go across each of those 6 feet? I don't know. Could be that we've got six of them across. That would be interesting. But anyway, you've got all of these curtains are going to be exactly the same size, Moses is told. And then 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. So now we have a unit of 5 of these curtains that makes a drape that is 28 cubits long side to side on the tabernacle, and it's 20 cubits deep. Now that is interesting. And by the way, that's 34 feet, 6 inches, because 20 cubits will drape 10 cubits on the backside of the tabernacle and 10 cubits over the top, which is exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is inside the Holy of Holies. And so this first group of 5 curtains sewn together, these panels sewn together, that becomes the drape that's going to be over the Holy of Holies section of the tabernacle. And then the other 5 curtains will be coupled to one another, and they're going to be over the top of the holy place where the priests will do. But they've got the exact same sort of design with the tapestry of the Gerubim. Then, verse 4, this is where we start getting them connected into an even larger curtain. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain of the first set. And likewise, you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. 50 loops you shall make on the one curtain. 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite one another. So basically, this is going to allow you to connect these two curtains together in a very fancy way with loops and gold rings. verse number 6. You shall make 50 clasps of gold and couple the curtains one to the other with the clasps so that the tabernacle will be a single whole. But the effect of this is that the dividing point between the holy place and the most holy place is where that's going to be where this connecting loops and clasps are going to be located. It's an excellent design. Verse number 7. So there we have the first curtain that can be seen from inside the tabernacle. That's why it's made of tapestry sort of design. Now, verse 7. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall you make. So not 10 this time, 11. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits. So that is going to be 51 feet, 9 inches. And that also means that this curtain is going to start at the bottom of one side of the tabernacle, go up and over the top, and finish at the exact bottom of the other side, because it's 30 cubits from the bottom up and over the top to the bottom of the other side on the tabernacle. The breadth of each of these curtains will be 4 cubits, so pretty much the same design as the other. The 11 curtains shall be the same size. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. So we basically have an extra curtain on the front side of the tabernacle this time around. The 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. So this is going to be a little bit like a flap, I suppose, at the front. Maybe an awning, if you will. Again, you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, put the clasps into the loops, and the couple the tent together that it may be a single unit. So we basically end up with this goat hair, which is probably black. This curtain goes over the top of the tapestry curtain, and this becomes kind of an insulating curtain, I suppose. Most of the tents of the ancient world of the Middle East were made of goat's hair. Even to the modern day, many of the Bedouins have these black goat's hair tents. And so it is a long-standing tradition to have this as a curtain or as a tent material in the wilderness or in the desert. But you'll notice that both sets have this connecting 50 loops, 50 clasps, exactly where the dividing line between the holy place and the most holy place is located below it. Continuing, verse 13, the extra that remains in the length of the curtain, the cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and that side to cover it. And you shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram skins and a covering of goat skins on top. So we have two other coverings that may in fact be weatherproofing. It doesn't rain a lot in the wilderness, but this tabernacle is eventually going to be in the Promised Land, and it does rain and snow there. And so we apparently have some sort of weather covering that is going to help make sure that the tabernacle stays protected from the elements. And so we basically have 4 layers, it sounds like. Now, the last 2 layers do not have any description of them being made in a couple of units. So they may, in fact, be one unit and stretched out on each side to kind of provide a little bit of shade on each side of the tabernacle as well, because pragmatically, the priests are going to be doing their work around this tabernacle on a regular basis, and I'm sure that they would appreciate being out of the weather, either the sun when it's hot or out of the rain and snow when it's rainy or cold. Now we come to the framework that all of this is draped over. Verse 15, you shall make upright frames for the tabernacle out of acacia wood. Now, I like English Standard Version's use of the word frames. In fact, it was my reading the English Standard Version the very first time that made me do some extra reading on this particular word in the Hebrew and in the Greek. That it really wasn't the word for board. It was a word for an open framework. So apparently they would take, I don't know what the measurements were, but think of them like we would think of 2x4s. They would make an open framework of 2x4s and then cover that in gold all around the framework. And so you'd have an open area between the board. And so that seems to be what we've got described here. Now, how big are they? They are 10 cubits tall. That's the best way to describe them. So they're 17 feet, 3 inches tall. And they are a cubit and a half across the frame. And so a cubit and a half, as we've talked about before, is about 2 feet, 7.05 inches. So there's an opening of a couple of feet in each of these frames. And so they're standing up, and when they get put into their final form, it's a rigid three-sided framework that the drapes that we've already talked about are over. And so you would be able to see, when you're on the inside, the tapestry work on the walls and most definitely across the ceiling with all those cherubim that are attending worship of God. Very symbolic. Verse number 17, there shall be two tenons in each frame for fitting together. These tenons are like little knobs that are going to allow them to be put into feet down at the bottom to keep them stable whenever they're standing up. For fitting them together, so shall you do for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side. And you basically find out that once all the frames are side by side, the north and the south walls are going to be 30 cubits long. So 51 feet, 9 inches long. And they're 10 cubits tall. And so that will be, again, our 17 feet, 3 inches. And then there's going to be 40 bases of silver that you shall make under the 20 frames. So that's basically for each tenon, there is a little foot. Two bases under one frame for its two tenons, two braces under the next frame for its two tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 frames. And there are 40 bases of silver, two bases under the one frame, two bases under the next frame. And then for the rear of the tabernacle westward, and notice that the front of the tabernacle, the open side of the tabernacle, faces eastward. So for the rear of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 frames. And that arrangement ends up with the backside being 20 cubits, 10 cubits wide, 17 feet, 3 inches, because that's how wide the tabernacle is. And you shall make two frames for the corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall be separate beneath, but joined at the top at the first ring. And thus shall it be with both of them. They shall form the two corners. So you have some reinforcement connections at the corners where the two sides meet the backside. There shall be 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under one frame, 2 bases under another frame. And then you have a locking mechanism. And you can almost picture how on assembly day, you've got a lot of Levites that are putting these frames in their little foots, their little feet, their little bases, and they're holding them up together. And then there needs to be a way to lock them all in position so that they're one solid three-sided framework. And so the way they lock them together is this, verse 26, you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the frames of the other side, and 5 for the frames of the side of the tabernacle at the rear westward. The middle bar, halfway up the frames, shall run from end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold and shall make their rings of gold and holders for the bars. And you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you were shown on the mountain. So once all the frames are upright, these bars are locking into place with little rings so that all the way around, we've got a rigid structure. And so that becomes the three-sided, open-framed building of the tabernacle, which the drapes are then placed over the top of. It's a very basic form. It is very easy to put together and take apart, and pretty easy and quickly assembled or disassembled. Now, verse 31, you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twisted linen. It shall be made with geravim, skillfully worked into it. So this is, it's not like tapestry work. This is more it has a form of tapestry in that it's got a design worked into it, but it seems to maybe be a little bit more lightweight. It's more of a curtain. You shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, with hooks of gold on 4 bases of silver. You shall hang the veil from the clasps and bring the ark of the testimony in there within the veil. So this is the divider between the holy place and the most holy place, right underneath that seam that we described on the first 2 layers of the drape. And so you've got little pillars, little poles that are used to help define the dividing point. And the curtain is hung from the tops of those poles, those pillars, so that there is a very clear barricade between the holy place where the priests do their daily work and the most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant, God's holy throne on earth, is going to be located. You shall hang the veil from the clasps, bring the Ark of the Testimony, that is the Ark of the Covenant, in there within the veil. So now it's in position. That's the way it will be described. You shall put the mercy seat on the testimony in the ark into the holy, most holy place. So the mercy seat is the topper, the atonement cover with the two geravim, which the overshadowing wings above the throne seat. And so everything is described as being put into place so that the ark represents God's throne on earth, where the priests come into the holy place in front of the ark to meet with him on a day-by-day basis. Verse 35, you shall put the table outside that veil, so it's going to be in the holy place, and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle opposite the table. You shall put the table on the north side. So we know exactly which side the menorah was on. It's on the south side. The table of remembrance, the table of the bread of the presence, is on the north side. So when the priests come into the tabernacle each day that they do their work, the table of the bread will be on the right side, and the lampstand will be on the left side. The altar of incense or prayer will be in front of them, and behind that, beyond the veil, will be the Ark of the Covenant, the throne of God. And so we have one last item to be mentioned. You shall make a screen for the entrance of the tent, so another veil, of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twisted linen embroidered with needlework. So one more screen at the front of the tabernacle, the east side, the open side. And you shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia, overlay them with gold, their hooks will be of gold, and you shall cast 5 bases of bronze for them. And so now we have the basic building described. We have most of the items inside that basic building described. So now we have to start describing about what's going to be outside that building and what use those items will all be put to. And so we'll just barely introduce it with this, verse 1 of chapter 27, you shall make the altar of acacia wood. So the altar that we will talk about next time is the altar of sacrifice.